South Australia. In this show, we explore the amazing phenomenon of reverse speech. We bring to you many guests who will share their expertise in this field, and we will explore the unconscious mind, asking the questions, what is it and what does it do? We'll also take your calls live on the air. So sit back now, relax, and enjoy the show. And hello everyone once again. This is your host, David John Ice, bringing you the weekly Reverse Speech Show, which I have been bringing you now for more than a year. I think this new network started May of last year. So this is, so what's that? That makes 14 months we've been having this show now, bringing you various guests from the reverse speech community around the world and playing you lots and lots of reversals on session work and politicians and business discussions. And hopefully by now, if you've been a regular listener to the show, you will have been inundated with hundreds and hundreds of reversals. And if you have any doubts over the phenomena, I hope they have begun to fade, because there is no doubt in my mind that reverse speech is a valid and real phenomenon. If you're new to the show, let me briefly tell you what reverse speech is. Reverse speech is the name given to hidden backward messages in human speech. If you take speech and run it in reverse about once every 30 seconds or so, you can hear a very clear phrase amongst the gibberish that it is my belief it is what the person is thinking and feeling on a conscious as well as an unconscious level. Although reverse speech tends to be mainly from the unconscious mind. Sometimes conscious thoughts can appear in reverse, but generally it's unconscious thoughts that we are tapping into with reverse speech. I believe it's a natural function of language. My theory states that the process of spoken communication is twofold. As the human brain is creating the sounds of speech, it is creating those sounds in such a way that we're delivering two messages at once. One is forward from the conscious mind, and the other one is in reverse from the unconscious mind. So two modes of speech working together as one to create an overall dual communication process. And this is what reverse speech is, hidden backward messages in speech. The public first became aware of this phenomenon when it appeared in music. Now, for those of you who are old enough, you may remember back to the late 70s and early 80s, there was a big controversy about satanic messages allegedly hidden in rock and roll records. And that's how I initially got involved in the field. I heard about these messages in rock and roll records and started running some backwards at my home out of curiosity's sake, and found these messages in the records. And then I accidentally stumbled across phenomenon in normal human speech a few months later. And once I found it in speech, I realized that there was something very significant to this phenomenon. And I've been pursuing the field for 27 years now. So that's a fair time. All right, so that's what reverse speech is. Today I'm going to be playing you examples of reverse speech. I have no guest today, it's just me. We are going to be looking at the Australian elections, which are coming up in 3 weeks' time. Three weeks from now. Australia goes to the polls to elect re-elect the existing Labor Party who's in power, or elect the Liberal Party who is currently in opposition. And so we are looking at reversals on the Australian elections. We are going to look at some reversals on Michelle Obama, Vice President Joe Biden. And if we've got time, I'm going to go back in the past a little bit and play you some reversals on a chap that no one wanted back in the days when I found it. And that is a Michael Schiavo, who is a husband of Terri Schiavo, the brain-damaged woman from Florida. You may remember she had a feeding tube removed after years of litigation. We'll look at that toward the end of the show if we've got time. But before I start on the Australian elections, I want to play you an amusing reversal I found. You may remember I've played some reversals in the show on David Cameron, the British Prime Minister, new British Prime Minister, just elected. We looked at some reversals on David Cameron last week, if I remember correctly. Anyway, this isn't on David Cameron. This is on a client of mine talking about David Cameron. So listen to the forward first off.
I was watching, to take an easy outer example, I was watching David Cameron yesterday on the news.
All
he was
right.
announcing this thing called Big Society.
And we're going to run this in a small section of it, backwards, isolated. And I'm going to run it at three different speeds for you and see if you can hear my client saying, seeing the voice of Satan. Here we go.
Seeing the voice of Satan.
Seeing the voice of Satan. Seeing the voice of Satan.
And there we go. Obviously, he doesn't like David Cameron. And let's run the whole lot backwards and see if you can hear it amongst the gibberish.
Yes, no, it's a slip, 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 slip.
And there it was, right there. Let's just run that small section again. You hear a little bit of gibberish, then the reversal, singing the voice of Satan, and then back to gibberish once again. Yeah, so there we go. There's that reversal. Obviously, someone who doesn't like David Cameron. One would assume that based on all the other evidence. All right, let us move on and look at the Australian elections coming up. Now, Australia got a new Prime Minister about 4 weeks ago. It was a coup. Bloodless coup is how the press described it, and there was a leadership challenge. Now, in Australia, as opposed to separate from the United States, the Prime Minister, the equivalent of the American President, is not elected by the people. The people vote the party into power that they want to be the government, and the leader of the party that wins the election, that has the majority of power, automatically becomes a prime minister. Now, if there is a change of leadership, then the new leader becomes a new prime minister. So you can change leaders of the party. The party elects the leader, and the party can sack the leader. So that's what happened 4 weeks ago. There was a leadership challenge, and Julia Gillard, who was the deputy prime minister of Australia, challenged Kevin Rudd for the leadership, and she won. She was elected unopposed as the new leader of the Labor Party and hence became the new Prime Minister of Australia. Caught a lot of Australians by surprise because there was no warning that this was going to happen. It virtually happened overnight. There was an announcement made that there was going to be a leadership challenge in a day. And less than 24 hours later, we had a new prime minister. Took a lot of Australians by surprise. The reason why I'm giving you this background information to the Aussie elections is that we had an election debate, a debate between the leaders of the two major parties, the Labor and the Liberals, and I'm going to be playing reversals on that election debate. But one of the things that came up in that election debate one of the things that came up in the election debate was the feelings of resentment that still linger on from the leadership challenge. And I'm going to just go back in time a little bit and replay some reversals I found on Julia Gillard's acceptance speech. So let's run this one forwards.
It's with the greatest humility, resolve and enthusiasm that I sought the endorsement of my colleagues to be the Labor leader and to be the Prime Minister of this country. I have accepted that endorsement.
And this reversal says, see the hurts, send him out.
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 So the send him out is obviously a reference to Kevin Rudd, the former Prime Minister of Australia. See the hurt implies that there's been a lot of hurts over this. Yeah, let's run the whole lot backwards, see if you can hear that reversal amongst the gibberish.
I'm sorry, need that Elizabeth, either help. Here's Max, Elizabeth, anymore for the internet.
And you can hear that reversal quite clear amongst the gibberish. Let's do it again.
Here's Max, Elizabeth, anymore for the internet.
Okay, so that was a reference to Kevin Rudd. Now we have another reversal. Talking about the leadership challenge, and let's run this forward.
I asked my colleagues to make a leadership change. A change because I believed that a good government was losing its way.
And this reversal says, feel the darts.
Feel the darts.
Feel the darts. Feel the darts.
No, darts. The darts of it. This election campaign, and that was a debate. And the leader of the opposition, Tony Abbott. Now, someone's telling me I've lost audio. Is that right? Oh, have I lost audio? Oh, right. Shouldn't have lost audio. Audio's back. Okay. All right. Sorry about that. I don't know what happened there. That wasn't on my end. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. So, yeah, we have audio. All right. So we're going to look at reversals on the election debate. Okay. And let us start off. Let me just get this file up in the election debate. Now we're going to start off with a reversal on Julia Gillard. And we are going to be playing this one here. All right, let's run this forward.
In 27 days' time, Australia will make a choice. I believe it's a choice between Australia moving forward or going back. And I know you've heard me say those words before. So tonight I'm just going to take a few minutes of your time to explain what I mean by those words.
And this reversal says, nasty this enemy. Here we go.
Nasty this enemy.
Nasty this enemy.
Nasty this enemy.
And the enemy, I would presume, is Tony Abbott, the leader of the opposition, who is running against Julie Gillard. So let's run the whole lot backwards, see if you can hear it amongst the gibberish.
Oops, I got me a metal mouth. It was nasty. This enemy put gas the mix is not on.
I wonder if you can hear that there amongst the gibberish. Quite clear. Let's run that again, see if you can hear it amongst the gibberish.
Got me a metal mouth. It was nasty. This enemy put gas the mix is not
on. Okay, so there we have the first reversal. Presumably a reference to her opposition, Tony Abbott. We'll be playing some reversals on Tony Abbott as we continue on. All right, here is Julie Gillard talking about Australia being a great country.
I think Australia is a great country, the best country on earth, but it can be a better country. And that's what I mean by moving forward.
And backwards she says, here, make it up.
Here, make it up.
Here, make it up. Here, make it up.
So is she making up the fact that Australia is a great country? Certainly an incongruent reversal. Let's run the whole lot backwards, see if you can hear it amongst the gibberish. Here we go.
The dwarf gave you a nod and you nod up, stand up. You're smacked it, but you've knacked it up. Who know you're smacked?
Yeah, it was there, quite clear amongst the gibberish. Let's run it again.
You're smacked it, but you've knacked it up. Who know you're smacked?
Okay, all right, so there we go. So an incongruent reversal. When she says Australia is a great country, she's actually making it up, which is rather a concern for the Prime Minister of Australia. All right, let's run the next reversal. This is also on Julia Gillard.
A plan to bring the budget back to surplus in 2013, 3 years earlier than scheduled and before any other major advanced economy in the world.
Now, this reversal says, in it often.
In it often.
In it often. In it often.
And I don't really know what that means. There you go. How's that for a confession? I play a reversal, I don't know what it means. Let's run the forward again, see if we can get some clue.
A plan to bring the budget back to surplus in 2013, 3 years earlier than scheduled and before any other major advanced economy in the world.
Here's a reversal, in it often.
In it often.
In it often.
And let's run the whole lot backwards, see if you can hear it amongst the gibberish.
Well, when the human octopus laughed, the ocean of that, in it often, was this in the...
There it was right there, in it often.
In it often.
She's talking about bringing the budget back into surplus. So maybe she's thinking she's the budget is on her mind a lot. She's constantly working on it, in it often. That would certainly explain the reversal if that was the case. All right, we have another reversal now. Let us run this one forward.
Why I will keep investing in the quality of the teachers standing in front of that classroom. Why I will keep rolling out our trades training centres, because they're so important, just so important.
And this one says, you are certain.
You are certain.
You are certain. You are certain.
Okay, that's a nice congruent reversal. When she says, we've got to roll out our trades training centres because they're so important, just so important. And where she says, just so important, that's where the reversal, you are certain, appears. Let's run the whole lot backwards. Yeah, I was right there. All right, you are listening to the David John Oates Weekly Reverse Speech Show, brought to you by the fine folks of SpiritQuestRadio.com. And Spirit Quest Radio have lots of fine talk shows. I invite you to go and check out their website, SpiritQuestRadio.com, and look at some of the other great talk shows that they have running on that network. And if you want to call in and speak to me, you can do so. You've got to call in on area code 201-793-9022. That's in the United States, of course. Area code 201-793-9022. And then you have to enter the ID for the conference, which is 957-9082-pound. That's 957-9082-pound. And that will bring you up to the switchboard here, and I will bring you in, and we'll have a chat. And if you're game enough, I will record you and analyze the tape during the week. And in the next show, next week, I'll play the results on the air. But you've got to be pretty brave to take that step, and you've got to have no secrets, because you can bet your bottom dollar that if you've got any secrets or anything you don't want to have come out, then that's going to be the very thing that does come out. So feel free to call in and chat to me. All right. Okay, we are moving on with the debate, and we are now looking at a reversal on Tony Abbott, the leader of the opposition. All right, let's run this forwards.
And a strong economy is the foundation, the necessary foundation for a fair go.
And this reversal says your race ascended.
Your race ascended.
Wow.
Your race ascended. Your race ascended.
Well, he obviously believes that Australia is a great place to live, unlike Judy Gillard, who says, here, make it up. Tony Abbott believes that we are an ascended race. Good on you, Tony. You may get my vote for that reversal. I don't know yet. Don't know who I'm going to vote for. Haven't decided. All right, let's run the whole backwards and see if you can hear your race ascended amongst the gibberish. There it is, your race ascended, right amongst the gibberish there. Let's just run that again. There it is there, right there amongst the gibberish. All right, now we've got a reversal that uses a bit of an Aussie slang. Maybe it's Aussie slang, I don't know. Maybe it's well known. Anyway, let's run this forward first off.
They're borrowing $100 million every single day, and they're threatening our economic future with their great big new tax on mining.
And this reversal says, and I'm not scatting. Scat you means to run away hastily. Scatting means to run away. So here we go. And I'm not scatting.
You know I'm not scatting.
You know I'm not scatting. You know, I'm not scatting.
So why would he say, and I'm not scatting? Well, listen to the very next thing he says forwards. Here we go.
This government is so hopeless that just a month ago, in panic, they sacked their own Prime Minister.
So he's saying, I'm not scatting, I'm not going anywhere, and the government sacked their own Prime Minister. So he's saying, I'm not scatting, I'm staying right where I am. Okay? All right, let's look at another one. I'm Julia Gillard, and I'm playing these in the order that they occurred. Okay? So let us play the next one, and we'll run this one forwards. Here we go.
We will make sure that there are no new dirty power stations built.
And this reversal says, I better dream.
I have a dream.
I have a dream. I have a dream.
Yeah, so there we go. And let's run the whole lot backwards, see if you can hear it amongst the gibberish.
Whips and shouts, I have a dream.
Yeah, it was right there, quite clear once you know it's there.
Shouts, I have a dream.
I better dream. I better dream. Dream for the future and hope of Australia, I would imagine. All right, now here's a verse on Julie Gillard. I don't know what it means. Let's run it forward first off.
Business has been complaining for 30 years that they have different obligations in different states.
This reversal says, want to feed the habit.
Want to feed the habit.
Want to feed the habit. One feet the habit.
Now, I don't know what habit she's referring to. She has some habit that she wants to feed. What that is, I don't know. I will be doing more reversals on Judy Gillard as time goes on, especially if she wins this upcoming election. And maybe we can find out what her habit is. After all, there are no secrets in reverse speech. I wonder if you can remember this reversal on Barack Obama that I found the other day that shows there's no secrets in reverse speech. And let us play this forward first off.
When President Abbas was here, I discussed some of those same issues with him. I think it's very important that the Palestinians not look for excuses for incitement.
And this reversal says, soon I must have sex.
Soon I must have sex. Soon I must have sex. Soon I must have sex.
Now, like I said, no secrets in reverse speech. You've got to be very careful about what you say and what you think, especially when you're going public. All right, let's just run that reversal on Julie Gillard again. Want to feed the habit?
Want to feed the habit.
One reason about it.
And let's run the highlight backwards and see if you can hear it amongst the gibberish. I wonder if I'm still going out. Do we have audio still? We had some audio problems a little bit earlier. I wonder if someone can message me or type into the chat room that you are hearing me okay. Either Jeff or whoever is around, just type in the chat room that you're hearing me, because I would hate to be okay. All right, I got a message back that you're hearing me, so that's great. All right, okay, so that's the habit. Juliet Gillard has a habit. What that habit is, I don't know. But we will find out as we do more and more reversals on Juliet Gillard. All right, let's run the next lot forward. Here we go.
There were some public servants that actually had tears in their eyes because they'd spent all of their working life waiting for someone to deliver that reform.
And this reversal says, we go with the law.
We go with the law.
Yeah, so that's the reform that she brought in. That's the law she's referring to. And it's a congruent reversal. Let's run the whole lot backwards and see if you can hear it amongst the gibberish.
More for other villages, no must have been out.
Quite clear amongst the gibberish, I'm sure you would agree. Let's run that again. Nice and clear there. We go with the law. All right. Another one. I'm Julie Gillard. And we are running this one forward. Here we go.
If we're going to have deep and lasting change, then I do want Australians to come with me. And that's what you've seen when I've announced our climate change policy.
And she confidently says, I know we've done it.
I know we've done it.
Okay, so she's talking forwards about deep and lasting change. And the reversal indicates she already believes that there has been deep and lasting change. Let's run the whole lot backwards.
Yes, the option I should ask about and find out. Yes, we do. And you might need our son over on it.
Yeah, quite clear amongst the gibberish there. Let's run that again.
You might need our son over on it.
And I hope you can hear how these reversals are occurring. You'll get a little bit of gibberish. Then this very clear phrase amongst the gibberish. And then back to gibberish once again. All right, we are looking at Tony Abbott now, and we are going to run this one forwards. Here we go.
This government has put Australia in a somewhat weaker position to respond to any subsequent economic problems.
And here he says, knows the fuss in it.
Knows the fuss in it.
And yeah, that's a congruent with the forward dialogue, saying Australia is in a somewhat weaker position and knows fuss in it. Congruent reversal. All right, let's run the whole lot backwards and see if you can hear it amongst the gibberish. And there it was, right there at the beginning. Let's run that again. Yeah, quite a clear reversal. I'm sure you would agree. All right, we'll be back right after this.
Hi, Clay Lewis here, and I want to tell you about an amazing phenomenon known as reverse speech, or hidden backwards message.
All right, I should be back again now. No, it was a couple of people said my audio went down. I should be back again now. Yeah, that was on my end this time. The first audio collapse was on their end, but this one was on my end. Anyway, I was just telling you about the hobbyist course. It's six CDs of 1 hour length each CD. It goes through the basics of reverse speech, how to find reversals, how to interpret them, how to conduct conversation so the specific information appears in reverse. So a very comprehensive course. You can get it from downloading it through the Reverse Speech website, or you can call our main office and we will have it there for you. Want to remind you about my upcoming trip to the United States, 6 weeks away now, and I'm all up and down the West Coast, from San Diego to Los Angeles to San Francisco to Portland to Seattle. You can see all my lecture details on my website. Go to reversespeech.com, scroll down to latest news and updates, and you'll see a listing of all my lectures on the West Coast. If you're interstate, in other words, not on the West Coast, you may want to fly in for one of my workshops. I don't get to America very often, so it's a good opportunity to come in and sit in on a Reverse Speech workshop and listen to me talk. Yeah, you may enjoy that. Anyway, just go to the main Reverse Speech website and you'll see, scroll down to latest news and updates, and you will see my lecture schedule. All right, we are looking at reversal on the debates in Australia. All right, let's run the next reversal on Tony Abbott.
Well, look, I don't say that the system is perfect, but I think that it's the best that we are likely to get.
And this reversal says, save that spirit.
Save that spirit. Save that spirit. Save that spirit.
And it's from the whole lot backwards. You'll hear it amongst the gibberish.
Say it in our language. Save that spirit. Hear it now.
There it is, quite clear amongst the gibberish there. Let's run it again. Yeah, so there we go. All right, we are going to look at another reversal on Julia Gillard, Prime Minister of Australia. Let's run this one forward.
Can you give us a simple number? How many times did you warn Kevin Rudd that his government, your government, was on the wrong track before you took his job? Was it once? Was it twice? Was it three strikes and you're out? How many times did you tell him, did you warn him, before you took his job?
Well, Chris, I'm not going to canvass conversations I had with Kevin Rudd, but I am very happy to say this.
So she's being asked about the outing of Kevin Rudd. How many times did she warn him? Julie Gillard refuses to answer the question, and she says in reverse, see the acid.
Can you give us a simple number?
Oops, sorry. All right. See the acid.
See the acid.
See the acid. See the acid.
And, yeah, a lot of acid flying around. Feel the darts. You may remember I played that one at the top of the as the show began. And see the acid. That's all the negative, destructive emotions that I'm sure were flying around all over the place during this leadership challenge. All right, let's run the whole lot backwards so you can hear that reversal amongst the gibberish. Oh, it's right at the very beginning there, isn't it? And here, this is a significant reversal. Let's run the whole forwards again. Here we go.
Can you give us a simple number? How many times did you warn Kevin Rudd that his government, your government, was on the wrong track before you took his job? Was it once? Was it twice? Was it three strikes and you're out? How many times did you tell him, did you warn him, before you took his job?
Well, Chris, I'm not going to canvass conversations I had with Kevin Rudd, but I am very happy to say this.
And reversal, see the acid.
See the acid.
See the acid. See the acid.
All right, okay. Now we are looking at a reversal on Tony Abbott, the leader of the opposition, and let's run this forward.
It's about whether the public can trust the Labor Party when not even Kevin Rudd could. So there is a better way, a fair income, paid parental leave scheme.
And this reversal says, how will Labor see with us? Labor, of course, is the governing the party in government, Julie Gillard being the Prime Minister. And he's just simply saying, how will Labor see with us? How can Labor agree with our policy? Here we go. How will Labor see with us?
How would they see with us?
How would they see with us? L180 with us.
And there we go. And let's run the whole lot backwards. See if we can hear the marks of gibberish. Yeah, quite clear there. I'm sure you would agree. All right, we have one last reversal, and that is this one here. Let's run this one forward.
So let's have a change of government before any more damage can be done.
And this reversal says she made home in it.
She made home in it.
She made home in it. She made home in it.
Yeah, and I think he's referring to Julie Gillard. She has settled down into the job, and she has made it her home. There we go. She made home in it. All right. Let us look at some reversals on Joe Biden. This is from a middle-class task force event on work and family that he hosted on July the 20th, 2010. We've got a few reversals here. Here's the first one.
And there's so many people aspiring to the middle class, and so many people the last decade falling out of the middle class.
Okay, speaking quite passionately about the middle class, but he says in reverse, dickheads sell.
Dickhead sell.
Dickhead sell. Dickhead sell.
Yeah. Well, now we know what he thinks about the middle class. Here's the forward again. Here we go.
And there's so many people aspiring in the middle class, and so many people the last decade falling out of the middle class.
And reversal, dickheads sell.
Dickhead sell. Dickhead
sell. Dickhead sell. All right, and let's run the whole lot backwards, see if you can hear the monk the gibberish. There we go, dickhead sell. Let's just play that again for you. Yeah, quite clear amongst the gibberish there, I'm sure you would agree. All right, here's another interesting reversal. This is like the habit reversal, the Julie Gillard. Let's run this forward.
And I presumptuously counted myself among them. All of a sudden found out when they had a talented daughter who was a good athlete, how ferociously supportive they became of Title IX. Not a joke.
And this reversal says, the lust that I handle.
The lust that I handle.
The lust that I handle. The lust that I handle.
Yeah. What is the lust that he is handling? Reversal doesn't tell us. Something's going on. Let's turn the whole lot backwards, see if you can hear it amongst the gibberish.
Lust that I'm left with. Yes, you've been open. Yes, it's your worth.
And there it was right there. Let's do that again. Yeah, quite clear and apparent amongst the gibberish. I'm sure you would agree. So, but what is the lust that he is handling? I don't know. I guess I need to do some more reversals on Joe Biden and see if I can find out. Haven't done many reversals on here. Actually, this is the first time I've done Joe Biden. Been concentrating on Barack Obama mainly, so I don't know much about him at all. Anyway, here's the next reversal on Joe Biden.
Because ultimately, ladies and gentlemen, this comes down to a simple proposition. It comes down to a quality of life issue, not just as Lily pointed out, for the woman, but for everyone around her.
This verse says, she's a powerful missile.
She's a powerful missile.
She's a powerful missile. She's a powerful missile.
And I just presume that's referring to the opposite sex. She's a powerful missile. Women are strong. Let's run the whole lot backwards, even here amongst the gibberish.
No, we're very ill.
Never would have. I don't know the taste none. Taste none. Miss Sheffield Vale off when I mix it. This is a powerful mess when I mix it.
There it is right there. Let's run that again.
This is a powerful mess when I mix it.
Yeah, quite clear amongst the gibberish. All right, we have another reversal here. Let's run this one forwards.
Ironically, this recession hit men worse than women in the workplace. It was predicted it would be the opposite.
And this reversal says outgrown it, whatever that means.
Outgrown it.
Outgrown it. Outgrown it.
And let's run the whole lot backwards, see if you can hear it amongst the gibberish.
Society rooted in the outgrowing it. I mean, that's true.
Quite clear amongst the gibberish there. I'm sure you would agree. Here it is again. All right. So there's some reversals on Joe Biden for you. Okay. Now we are going to look at some reversals I found on Michelle Obama. This is from a meeting in July 2010. She's being interviewed, and she's talking about her anti-childhood obesity campaign. Okay, well, I guess these first ladies need to have some sort of charitable thing that they're following. All right, here's the first one.
The thing that I want people to understand in this campaign is that families can make small, manageable changes in their lives that can have pretty significant impacts.
And this reversal says, make sin an answer.
Make sin an answer.
Wow.
Make sin an answer. Make sin an answer.
Not a very good reversal to hear on our first lady. Make sin an answer. Let's run the whole lot backwards, see if you can hear it amongst the gibberish. There it was right there. Let's run it again. Make sin an answer. Quite clear amongst the gibberish, I'm sure you would agree. So that's a rather concerning reversal to have on our first lady. All right. Here's another one that's a little bit more upbeat.
And what's important for parents, families, communities to know is that the issue, the campaign of Let's Move is not about how our kids look. This isn't, you know, vanity or ego.
And this one says, that's the one, see dream.
That's the one, see dream.
That's the one, see dream. That's the one, see dream.
All right. You are listening to the Weekly Reverse Speech Show. I'm your host, David John Oakes. This show is brought to you every week by the fine folks of spiritquestradio.com. We have 10 minutes of airtime left. Still time to call in if you want to speak to me. The number to call in on is area code 201-793-9022. That's 201-793-9022. And then you've got to enter the conference ID, which is 957-9082-pound. That's 957-9082-pound. That will bring you to the switchboard here. And I will see you, and I will bring you up. All right. Here's another reversal on Michelle Obama. Run this forward.
Understand how they can structure things in their communities. Another goal of the campaign is we're trying to get more schools to try to meet the U.S. Healthier Schools Challenge.
And this reversal says, see the name a friend.
See the name a friend.
See the name a friend. See the name a friend.
Yeah, all right, let's run the whole lot backwards, see if you can hear it amongst the gibberish.
No, I shall see for her. So you've been with our star. We've sold so big in our shoes in it, making the old river. See the name a friend is in the destruction to give an answer.
There we go. Quite clear amongst the gibberish there, I'm sure you would agree. All right. Okay, we're going to go back in time 5 years in the short amount of time I have left, and we are going to be looking at some reversals on Michael Schiavo, who was the husband of the Terry Schiavo, the woman who had her tubing, the feeding tube removed. Okay. And then we're going to run the reversals. Here we go.
Let's go back. What happened, Michael, on February 25th, 1990?
I work late at night. I used to run managed restaurants. I came home around 2 o'clock in the morning, climbed into bed.
No children.
No.
And this reversal says, "Now we fear."
Now we fear.
There it is.
Now we fear. Now we fear.
Yep. Okay. What he's feeling, the reversal's not too sure. All right, here's the next one.
I rolled her over and she was lifeless. And it was almost seems like she had this last breath. So I held her in my arms and I'm trying to shake her up. I ran over, I called 911.
And this reversal says, now I am her lawyer.
Now I am her lawyer.
Now I am her lawyer. Now I am her lawyer.
There it is. You know what? I actually heard that one differently this time. It almost says, now I am a liar. Listen again. Does it say, now I am her lawyer, or now I am a liar?
It's now I am her lawyer.
It's now I am her lawyer. It's now I am her lawyer.
There we go. You make your own mind up about that one and see what you think. All right. Okay. Here's the next reversal. Let's run it forward.
We go month to month. She go back to the primary doctor, back to the gynecologist, back to the primary, back to the gynecologist. We did this for a month. Comes to find out that nobody ever took a history of Terry.
This reversal says you met with the program.
You went after the program.
You went after the program. You went after the program.
All right. Okay. Next reversal. Here we go.
Through a tube, right?
Right.
Nothing else is being done, just they feed her.
Well, there was other things being done. I mean, we can touch on the rehab part in a minute, but right now.
Okay, the break with the family.
Her father and mother came into the room and he closed the door. And he asked the big question, how much money am I going to get? And I told him he wasn't going to get any money.
Out of the malpractice
suit? Out of the malpractice suit.
And this reversal says, your venom. There we go. Presumably referring to the parents' venom. All right, here's the next one.
They stop eating for 2 to 3 weeks. Do we force them to eat? No, we don't. That's their choice.
True, yeah.
And this reversal says, chose to accept. I guess he's talking about the choosing to accept her fate. All right, here's the next reversal. Let's run this forward.
And 2 years ago, I offered what was left of Terry's money to charity 3 times, and the Schumers refused to do that.
Is it true that you became an emergency medicine nurse because?
And this reversal says, grief with the mission.
Grief with the mission. Grief with the mission.
Yeah, there we go. All right, next one along is this one here. Yeah, let's run it forwards.
But the thing that hurt your side the most, frankly, is that she looks aware. In other words, if you look at her, she looks like...
Sure, if you look at her.
So,
as a lay person, yeah, that's what she looks like. But like I said, they show snippets.
This reversal says, how foolish is that? All right, next verse along. This one here. Let's run it forward.
My mother died, and it was the first time I ever came in contact with hospice. And I'll tell you what a wonderful organization those people are.
She died of cancer.
She died of cancer, and she brought me to the realistic world.
And this reversal says, how the victim. All right, next one along. As soon as I can find it, here we go. Let's run this forward.
Is that a terrible death?
No. It's painless and probably the most natural way to die.
And this reversal says the rotten soon exit.
The rotten soon exit. The rotten soon exit. The rotten soon exit.
Yeah, it was a little bit blurred, that reversal. Not too sure whether you would have heard that one or not. All right, here's the next one.
The House didn't come and meet with us.
The House and the Senate never looked at any evidence. They didn't take any time to look at any evidence in this case at all.
And this reversal says they kill with their medicine.
That's what they're medicine.
That's what they're medicine. That's what they're medicine.
There we go. All right, next reversal along. And all of these are on my website, by the way. If you want to go and listen to them again, just go to my website, go to the reversal library and scroll down and you'll see reversals on the Shiloh case. All right, next reversal along.
If you communicated this with the Schumers, where were you at the first trial? Why is this coming out 6 years later? She also said that I shot her with insulin. If I shot her up with insulin, Tara would have been dead a long time ago.
And this reversal says, reveal their shit.
Reveal their shit. Reveal their shit. Reveal their shit.
All right. And next reversal along is this one here. Let's run it forwards.
This is Terry's wish. This is Terry's wish.
It's not written anywhere, yeah.
Yes, but it's been decided for 6 years of litigation that this was Terry's wish.
But why?
Now, they keep saying that I'm the only one that came to the...
And the subversal says, this little fate.
Isn't it a bit of fate? Isn't it a bit of fate? Isn't it a bit of fate?
So there you go. There's some reversals on Michael Schiavo, the husband of Terry Schiavo, the brain-injured woman. All right, folks, that's another show for this week. I hope you enjoyed the reversals on the Australian election. Election debate, which was held last Sunday. Don't know what I'm going to do for my show next week. I'm going to try to get a guest. So actually, I might even bring some EVP guests back again. That would be interesting. I always enjoy the EVP, electronic voice phenomenon programs I do. All right, we're out of time, folks. Thank you very much for joining me, and I will see you all.